Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Simon Shin Zayin. We are on page 200, Dine Shabbos Hatluyim B'Divur. We're going to be discussing the halachas of Shabbos that are dependent on speech. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, V'daber Dover. The Pasuk says V'daber Dover, and we learn from there, Shelo Yehei Diburcha Shel Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shel Chol, that one speaking on Shabbos should not be like his speaking during the week. Hilkach, therefore, Aser Lomar Dover Ploni Es Elamachar. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos that a certain thing I'm going to do tomorrow, O Schora Plonis Ekne Lamachar, or a certain piece of merchandise I'm going to purchase tomorrow, Vafilu Besichas Dvorim Betelem Aser Laharbos. And even if it's not talking about business or what you do tomorrow, but even Stam talking Dvorim Betelem is Aser to do too much. Says the Ramah, Upnei Odom Shesipur Shmuos Vidivrei Chidushim Hu Oneg Lahem. For people who stam shmoozing about the news or what's going on in the world, that's geschmack for them. So Mutter Lesapron B'Shabbos Kamo B'Chol, they are allowed to speak about it on Shabbos like they are during the week. But one who does not get enjoyment about speaking about what's going on, even if he has a friend who likes discussing it, but he doesn't get enjoyment, so it's usur for him to say it to his friend. So we'll see a lot of details of all these points in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat and Aleph, on the first example of the Mechaber that you can't say on Shabbos, Esa Davar Ploni Lamachar, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'dafka im hudavar sha'asar la'asoso b'Shabbos. That which we say you can't say, I'm going to do something tomorrow, is only if that thing you're going to do tomorrow is something that's forbidden to do on Shabbos. V'afilu im hurak isa d'rabbonon. Even if the thing you said you're going to do tomorrow is only asar on Shabbos mid'rabbonon, you cannot say it on Shabbos. Yeshe kosu, there are those who write, afilu dvar mitzvah, even for a dvar mitzvah, kigong siva sefer Torah v'chai gafna, like saying that you're going to write a sefer Torah tomorrow or something similar, osur lomar es elamocha, you can't say on Shabbos, I'm going to begin writing the sefer Torah tomorrow, even though it is for dvar mitzvah, that is the yeshe kosu. Aval bal yirabba v'chein b'may memurachai, uberke yosef cholkim aleya, many achronim argue on them. The sovereign and they hold the kol lidvar mitzvah shari, anything that is for a dvar mitzvah is permissible. Umikomakom nochon lechatchila lahachmir. However, it is proper lechatchila to be machmir kishein tzorech laze b'diburu hayom. If it's not necessary for the dvar mitzvah to speak about it today, even though there are those who are matir, the bottom line is lechatchila one should be machmir and not speaking about doing the dvar mitzvah that involves isurim tomorrow. The imisyore she is rashal b'davar. If he's afraid he might be negligent, he might slack off, he won't do the mitzvah properly tomorrow, and by saying it today, he'll be mechazik the inyan, oz l'kuli alma shari l'zruzei nashi, then according to everyone, he could be mezarius himself by speaking about it today, da'amiru l'gavoa havei keneder, saying, you know, do something for Hashem, do something for the bar mitzvah, that's like a neder, that's why it's a chizik, and it would be allowed to be said on Shabbos according to everyone. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, the second line on page Kuf Aleph. Oser la'akev ha'eino Yehudi b'Shabbos v'shilachov. A guy owes a Jew money, so the Jew wants to go to the judge and have the guy held back so he can't leave, so the Jew won't lose out on his money. It is usur for the Jew to do this on Shabbos. Dezeu akol b'chlal mimtzochatzecha, arranging for the guy to be held back so he shouldn't leave, so you could eventually get your money back. That is an isur of mimtzochatzecha. Aval, however, Yochel lomar achakach b'chol ha-shofet. But what you can do is after Shabbos, you can go to the judge and you could say to him, Madua lo ikafto heino yudi b'Shabbos. Why didn't you hold this guy who owed me money back on Shabbos? Why didn't you hold him back? Kedei sheyovin, that way the judge who's not Jewish will understand, sheyakvenu l'Shabbos habo kishiyizdamin lo. That another Shabbos, when it comes up again, he'll know to hold the guy back. So you can't tell him before to hold the guy back, tell him on Shabbos rather, hold the guy back, but you can't tell him after Shabbos, why didn't you prevent the guy from leaving, so he'll know for next time that on Shabbos he should prevent the guy from leaving if he owes a Jew money. Ubetshuvas habachsim ikuf memvav matir mi sheyesh lo chov etzel ha'anas. In the Tshuvas Habach, he is matir, one who has money owed to him by a very strong guy. an extortioner, Ubishabis Nodalo Shu Yelech Min Ha'ir, and on Shabbos the Jew finds out that the guy is about to leave the city, the Efsher Shalo Yoshev Od, and it could be he's never going to return, so Mutter Lelech Bishabis Likbol Olav Eitzel HaSar Shifrenu. You are allowed to go plead your case on Shabbos in front of the Sar Ha'ir to get this guy to pay you the money back before he leaves. Debemokum Pseida Logazru. Because in a place where you could lose money, they never made the gzeira. Now, there's an interesting question over here. Note number 40 points out, we're saying here you can go against the isra of Vidaber Dover or Mitzoch of Tzecha for Pseida, the Avsha B'Shulchan Aruch L'Kamon, Huva Deya She'en L'Talta Dvarim HaMukzim B'Shabbos Afil Mokom Hesed. There's a shita that holds you can't move things that are mukta even in a place where there's going to be a loss of money. V'chein Kasav HaMishabur Rasham Shalu Etiru Lavur Al Isra D'Rabbanam B'Shul HaTzalas Mamum. The Mishabur brings down a shita that says you can't do an isra of mukta, which is the Rabbanam, to save money. So, says the Shalos Yishuvos Habach, Sheyesh L'chalek Ben Tiltul Mukta Shu Maisa B'Yadayim. There's a chiluk. When it comes to moving mukta, that's a maisa you're doing with your hands. V'hametaltel Nechshav K'mizalzel B'Israel Shabbos. So if you're moving mukta on Shabbos, that's a zulzul in Shabbos. V'lochein Yesh Nadeya Ha'useres Tiltul Mukta Afil V'makam Hefzid. Therefore, we have this shita that says you can't move mukta even for hefsed on Shabbos because that's going to be a zilzul of Shabbos. Masha'en kein bedibur, which is not the case we're discussing over here. All you're doing is saying words. She'enu nechshav kemizalzel b'Shabbos kolkach. That is not as great as a zilzul of Shabbos saying things with your mouth and doing things with your body. So moving mukta, there's a shita that says is usur because even if it's a even if it's going to be a loss, Mashenkin over here, when it comes to v'daber dover, when it comes to just speaking, it's less of a zilzul, and therefore the Baal says that will be permissible. Continues the Mishabura Vaiter. Einu Yehudi Shayatofus Eitzel HaShovet Bishvil Yehudi Shayachayavlo. A guy was being held in jail by the judge because he owed money to a Jew, yuchal lomer l'hashofet. You're allowed to tell the judge on Shabbos, shiakabel arvus me'eno Yehudi. If there's another guy that wants to take his place, you want to let the guy out of jail, the other guy will take over the debt. So you're allowed to tell the judge to allow him to do that, v'yaniach atofos, and to let free the one who is in jail. Avalo yomar lo sheyichto barkos. You could tell him that let the first guy out, the new guy is taking over, but you can't tell him to write it up in the courts. Kosav bel Yerabes Simen Reish Mem Dalin. Im Eino Yehudi Chayavlo. If a guy owes you money, V'yorei Shema Yisa V'Shabbos, you're afraid he may leave on Shabbos. Yochol Lehisraos Eilov. You can make yourself seen in front of him on Shabbos. Kedei Sheyitein B'Shvilo L'Chavero Ha'Eino Yehudi. That way he'll see you there, he'll be reminded of the money he owes you, and he'll pass it over to another guy before he leaves the city, and that way he'll get your money back. That is Mutter, says the El Yerab. The last point in this Mishabura, which we'll need note number 5 to clarify, va'osar la'akev nichsei Ruvain biyad Shimon b'Shabbos. You can't hold back the money of Ruvain in the hands of Shimon on Shabbos. Note 5 explains what's going on over here. Kavanoso l'mashekoso b'shailos and shuvas maharshdam. The kavan is as follows. The case is, Shim Shimon chayav mamon l'levi. Shimon owes money to Levi, and Levi owes money to Ruvain. So it's Asr L'Ruvain Baldino Shalevi. Ruvain, who is owed money by Levi, cannot say to Shimon, Levakes me Shimon Shiyaake biyodav es hamamon hazeh achi esbar dino shal Ruvain im Levi. In other words, Shimon owes money to Levi, Levi owes money to Ruvain, so Ruvain wants Shimon just to pay the money to him, don't pay it to Levi. But Ruvain wants him to wait until he works out his court case with Levi. So Ruvain says to Shimon, don't pay Levi back till I work out my court case, you can pay me directly. That conversation is forbidden on Shabbos. Ruvain cannot bring that up on Shabbos. Continues the Mishaburas of Katan Beis. We said in the Mechaber, after saying the things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, that you can do tomorrow, that's Usser. We said also, to be marbe too much in Dvarim B'Telem is Usser. What exactly is Dvarim B'Telem? So says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, Hainu She'ein Bohem Zecher La'asiyas Melocha V'La'asokim Klal. We're talking about words that have nothing to do with doing Melocha or getting involved in business at all. V'gam Ein Bohem Divrei Genai V'Kalas Rosh. And it's not about words of Genai or lightheadedness. De'ilav Hochi Afilu Mat Usser. If it's any of these words, even a small amount of them is going to be usur. So it's nothing bad, nothing business related. Still, too much of that dibur is going to be usur. Then the Ramos said that Bnei Adam Shesipur Shmuos, people that like to shmooze and say over things that they heard, and Divrei Chidushim is Geshmak for them, so it's mutter for them to speak about it on Shabbos like during the week. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, it's an Oneg Lahem, V'Oser L'Saper B'Shabbos Eize Dover Shemitztayer Bo. So you are allowed to say over these things that you enjoy, but to say over something that causes you tzar, like talking about a relative that was Nifter, that causes you tzar on Shabbos, that is Oser. Siv Katan Dalet Mutter, even though you're allowed to schmooze about the news, if it's geschmack for you, you shouldn't be marbe too much in that area. The af bedover shu one gomer, even something that is a complete oneg for someone on Shabbos, like eating and sleeping and drinking, which is pure oneg on Shabbos, even those things are absolute oneg, we're warned not to extend too much time on our eating and our sleeping on Shabbos. Because those people who are not busy learning Torah during the week, Niton Shabbos Ikar L'Divrei Torah, Shabbos was given to them b'ikar, so they should learn. And even for the Talmidei Chachamim who are working hard the whole week in their learning, Gam Kein Isa B'Achronim, it's also brought down in the Achronim, Shelo Yirbu Bo Yoser Midai Mishum Bitol Torah, they also shouldn't get too involved in their sleeping and their eating, so they shouldn't be Mavatal Torah. So Dr. Mishabura, even though schmoozing about the news is permissible if it brings you a geschmack, but still it should be limited, the same way that you limit things that are absolutely mutter, absolute oneg, eating, drinking, sleeping, even that we're warned to limit it because it's bittul Torah, certainly schmoozing about the news, even though it's geschmack for you, certainly that should be limited on Shabbos because that is bittul Torah. Sivkotan hey. On the same thing that Ramos said, that these Divrei Chidushim and Sipur Shmuos, which is an oneg for you, it's mutter to say them over on Shabbos. However, Lav Mishnas Chasidim, this is not Mishnas Chasidim. V'hanishmar miladaber Divrei Chol, and one who holds back from speaking any Divrei Chol, including this news that we're discussing over here, Kadosh Yomer Lo, he's going to be called a Kadosh. The Anshe Maisa Nizhorin Biyoser Mize, Anshe Maisa are very careful about this. Shalolit Dabre B'Shabbos, they don't speak on Shabbos, Afilu Dvarim Hechrichim, even things that are necessary, Ki'im B'Loshin HaKodesh. There are some people, Anshe Maisa, that even necessary things to be spoken on Shabbos, they'll only say in Loshon HaKodesh. V'nirish Shetaimam Hu. It appears that their reasoning is, L'migdir Milsa, to make offense for the thing. Kedei Shelo Yavo L'Sicha B'Teilo. They don't want their necessary talk to be added on to additional Narishkat that no one is speaking about. So as a gedder, they speak only in Loshon HaKodesh. Kein Kosa Bel Yerabu. Iso Bashlo, the Shlo says, Kibalti, I have a Mesoira. Odom hamevakir lechaveru b'Shabbos b'Shachris, that when you meet your friend Shabbos morning, lo yomer lo kederol shomer b'chol tzafra tava, don't greet him like you do during the week by saying good morning. Rak yomer lo Shabbos tava, say to him good Shabbos b'loshen kodesh o b'loshen chol k'minageinu hayom. You should not say good morning. You should say good Shabbos. Kedei l'kayim zochar es yom haShabbos. That way you become mekayim the mitzvah of remembering the Shabbos day by mentioning, instead of good morning, saying good Shabbos. Sivkotan vov. Kedei shiyas ane. The last point of the Ramo was that one who does not enjoy speaking about the news, to say over news to someone who does enjoy it, that is usur. Says the Mishabura, why? De ein lo lavor al vedaber dover b'shvil chaveru. You shouldn't be over an isur of a daber dover if you don't get enjoyment, so it's usur for you to speak about it. So you're speaking out of for someone else, don't be over an isur to give him enjoyment. However, v'imhu mis'aneg b'mesh shehem mis'angim. But if you get enjoyment from the fact that you're giving them enjoyment, Efshar diyesh l'hokel, then maybe it's mutter. So a father who wants to be machmir not to speak about these inyanim, but he knows his children will get enjoyment out of it, and the father gets a geshmak when his kids get enjoyment, so then efshar it's mutter for the father to discuss these inyanim with his children on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Beis, Osir liskar po'alim, it is osir to hire workers on Shabbos, v'lo lomar le'enu yehudi liskar lo po'alim b'Shabbos. You're also not allowed to tell a guy to hire workers for you on Shabbos. So you can't hire workers, and you can't ask a guy to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Afal pi she'ein ha'Yisrael tzorach lo'osa melocha el achra Shabbos. Even though the workers that are going to be hired by you or by the guy, it's for work that's going to be done after Shabbos. It is usur to ask the guy to do it on Shabbos, even though the work will be done after Shabbos. Shekol mashu aser la soso b'Shabbos. Anything that you can't do on Shabbos, aser lomar le'eno Yehudi la soso. You're not allowed to ask a goy to do it. Va'afilu lomar lo kodem haShabbos la soso b'Shabbos aser. And even to ask a goy before Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos is aser. So you can't tell him on Shabbos to hire you the workers on Shabbos for work to be done after Shabbos, and you can't tell him before Shabbos to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Both these things are going to be aser. What is mutter? Aval mutter lomar lo achar haShabbos. But you can say to a goy after Shabbos, lama lo asisa davar ploni b'Shabbos shover. Why didn't you do these things last Shabbos? Afal pisha meivim mitol tvarav, even though he gets the hint from your words, sheritzono she'asena b'Shabbos haba'a. He knows you wanted to do it next Shabbos, that kind of remez is okay. To tell the guy after Shabbos, why didn't you do this, and now he'll know that he should do it next Shabbos, that's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekatan Zayin, Usser. We said in the beginning of Sif Beis, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Sif ze v'chein ha-si'ifim de l'kamon. This sif and the coming si'ifim, masha osur hu mishum mimtso chavtzecha. The yisurim that we're discussing over here are mimtso chavtzecha, getting involved in your own inyanim. Da'kol b'chlal asiyas chafotzav. These are all included in the category of doing your own needs. Sif katon ches liskor lo po'alim. Not only can you not hire workers on Shabbos, you can't ask a guy on Shabbos to hire workers for you, even if for work that's going to be done later. V'hu adin kol davar she'aser liYisrael lasos mitzad adin. So to anything else that it's aser for the Jew to do mitzad adin, aser lomar le'eno Yehudi lasoso. You're not allowed to ask the guy to do it for you. Aval b'davar she'enu elu minug v'chumer ba'alma, but something that's only a custom or it's an extra stringency, shari lomar le'eno Yehudi lasoso. Then even though you're not doing it, you could tell a guy to do it. Sivkot and tes b'Shabbos. So again, we said you can't tell a guy to hire you workers on Shabbos, even though the melacha is going to be done later. Va'afilu im yomar le'eno Yehudi she'yizkar lo po'alim achar haShabbos gam kein aser. The Mechaber is discussing telling a guy to hire workers for you on Shabbos to do melacha after Shabbos. B'zakta mishabura, even telling the guy on Shabbos to hire the workers after Shabbos, that's also aser. Sivkotan yud, the last point in the Mechaber was, but to tell the guy after Shabbos, why didn't you do this? So he chaps what to do next Shabbos, that's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, what the Lomar means to say, afilu hachi mutter, even though he's going to get the hint, and he's going to do the melacha for you next week, it's permissible. Kevan she'eno omer lo b'feirish rak derech remez, because you're not telling him what to do, you're just hinting it to him. We're going to see later on in the Ramah that hinting to a guy on Shabbos is usher. V'lo domi l'masha kasav ha-Ramah b'hagol b'sif chav beiz da'afilu derech remez l'asas b'Shabbos usher. This is not like the case that we're going to see in sif chav beiz in the Ramah that hinting to a guy to do melach of you on Shabbos is usher. Kas hasam kishem miramez lo b'Shabbos gufa alzeh. That's when you are making your hint to the guy on Shabbos itself to do melach on Shabbos. That's when the Ramah says a hint is usher. That's chamir tvei. But over here, you're hinting to the guy after Shabbos. On Sunday, you're saying, why didn't you do this on Shabbos? You're hinting to him to do it next Shabbos, but the hint is being done during the week, and therefore, like the Mishnah Berurah, that's why the Mechaber says it's okay, not a stira, not a machlokas with the Ramo, who says, hinting is aser, hinting on Shabbos is aser, hinting during the week is mutter. The next point is a very important point. There are two problems with a guy doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. One is, you can't tell a guy to do malacha for you. And number two is, even if a guy does malacha for you on his own, you're not allowed to benefit from malacha that a guy did for you. So here the Mishnah Berurah is going to address the following point, that if you say to the guy on Sunday, oh, you should have done this for me on Shabbos, he gets the hint to do it next week. So mitzad, they're telling the guy what to do, it was a remez during the week, it's mutter. But what about the fact that now the item he's doing for you is aser bana, so how do we address that? So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, even though the remez is mutter, and the guy could do a few next Shabbos, mikol makom lo yehone ha-Yisrael me'osam alocha rachar ha-Shabbos. But in Chanami, like we just said, you will not be able to benefit from the malacha. Mitzad amir la'akum, it's mutter, but mitzad benefiting from malacha a guy did for you, which is not allowed, this in fact would not be allowed. So the remez is okay that he'll do it, but you can't get malacha, you can't get enough from that malacha until after Shabbos. Kedin eino Yehudi sha'asa malacha l'tzarach Yisrael, like any other case where a guy does malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha till after Shabbos. Inami, another pshat. The other pshat's going to be that you actually are allowed to benefit from this malacha. How so? Maybe we're dealing in a case B'dover she'ein guf ha'Yisrael nenem imenu. Maybe this malacha, when you told the guy you should have done this for me, and he gets the hint to do it next week for you, maybe you are allowed to get hanah from it, because it's a type of thing that the guf of the Yisrael is not benefiting from. Kigon, for example, she'kfar yesh ner ve'esh. You already have a candle or a fire. V'ha'enu Yehudi Mosef, and the guy is just adding. The ilo kain, because if not so, ha'afilu im ha'enu Yehudi adlika me'atzmo asa li'Yisrael hanas hamenu. Again, because if it's not that he's just adding, then even if he does it on his own, you can't get benefit. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying in the second pshat, the first pshat he just said, in a chanami, it's aser. The second pshat he's saying is that if you l'mashal have a light on, and you say to the guy, oh, you should have turned the second light on, and he gets in to turn the second light on next Shabbos when there's already a light on, so he's just adding light. You didn't need his light. You could have read and done whatever you have to do without his light. He's just adding on. It's not a hanof for the guf, and that is a malacha that you are allowed to benefit from a guy. So the two pshat in the Mishnah Berurah says, number one is, when you make this remez, you should have done it last week, and he gets in to do it next week, that takes care of Amir al-Akum, telling him to do it, that's mutter. In terms of benefiting from it, the first pshat is ein achanami, it's asr to benefit. Or, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can say we're discussing a case of the type of a malacha that a guy does for a Jew, that you are allowed to benefit from it, and that is when it's only being mosif what you have already, and therefore it's not a hanof and the guf, and that is mutter. Let's see one more quick sif, sif gimel. You can't give money to a guy on Friday to buy something for you on Shabbos. That's usur. But you could say to a guy, buy something for yourself. And if I need it, then I'll buy it off you after Shabbos. So you can't give him money before Shabbos, tell him to buy it for you on Shabbos, but you can tell him, buy it for yourself on Shabbos. If I want, I'll buy it from you after Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabez. Me'er Shabbos. Hu hadin da'afilu mitchilas ha'shavua asr. Kevan she'yichilu ala Shabbos. What do you mean on Friday you can't give him money to buy something for you on Shabbos? You can't give him money on Monday or Tuesday to buy something for you on Shabbos either. So the Mishnah Berurah Nachanami, you can't give him money any day of the week to buy something for you on Shabbos. V'kanabas debez. V'afilu katzas lo mahani baza. Even if you cut a deal that you're going to pay him a certain amount, it's not going to help because you told him to do it on Shabbos. It's asr. So why does it mention in the Mechaber you can't give it to him on Erev Shabbos? So Zatachav Eschaim Elanoka mi'Erev Shabbos mishum Seifa. It mentions Friday only because of the Seifa. The im omer lo kenei la'atzmecha. If you tell the guy, buy it for yourself, and I'll buy it off you if I need it after Shabbos, afilu mi'Erev Shabbos mutter. That's the Chiddush. That even on Friday, you can tell the guy, buy it for yourself, and if I want, I'll buy it from you after Shabbos. But mitzad the first thing of telling a guy to buy something for you and giving him money any day of the week, if you ask him to do it on Shabbos, it's absolutely forbidden. Sifkaton yudgim laval yochol. Again, what you can do is you could tell him, go ahead and buy it for yourself, and if I need it, I'll get it after Shabbos. Mekor din zen nilmad mihadal kamon simin tof mem ches sevdal legabi chametz. This halacha is learned out from the halachas of chametz. V'ayim bebachu bal yirabish shemitzadin shom. Look over there in the bachu bal yirabu. They lean to say da afilu imavticho sheyikne mimenu acharkal gam kemutter. Even if you guarantee him that when he buys it, you will buy it off him after Shabbos, it's also mutter. Kevan de achshav kona laatzmo. Since right now lemaisa he's buying it for himself, and you're going to buy later, even though you guarantee them, they say it's going to be mutter. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem with Sif Dalet next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.